I'm going to go into some more detail about the gray matter in the spinal cord. And for this part, I want you to refer to the picture that's a cross-section of the spinal cord called the sectional organization of the spinal cord. And there should be a photograph and also a drawing that shows the gray matter inside the spinal cord and then other parts of the spinal cord around it. The gray matter is going to look kind of like a butterfly or an upside-down butterfly, depending on which way you're viewing it. And I just want to remind you that gray matter is generally made up of the cell bodies of the neurons. So this is where the cell bodies, the nucleus, the dendrites are going to be. The axons, which are normally coated with myelin, are going to be found more likely in the white matter. And if we look at the butterfly-shaped gray matter within the spinal cord, it's not just random in terms of what types of neurons are cell bodies are located in different places. And so different types or functions of neurons or neurons with different functions are going to be clumped together. And we can see this especially in the drawing. It shows some of the physiological aspects of these cell bodies and what kind of information they're going to be processing. First of all, I want you to look at the photograph, however, and notice the posterior gray horns and the anterior gray horns. So the posterior gray horn is the part of the butterfly that goes towards the back, and the anterior gray horns, there's going to be one on either side, just like there are one on either side of the posterior gray horns, are going to go towards the front. So anterior gray horns are going to be towards the front, and notice that they're going to be on the same side of the spinal cord, of course, as the anterior median fissure. Now, if we look at the drawing of the spinal cord, you'll see that different parts of these areas of the gray matter are color-coded, and that's because they handle or they are the residence, the location of the cell bodies of different functions. And so, first of all, I want to talk about the sensory nuclei in the posterior gray horns. If you look at the tip of the gray matter in the posterior gray horn, it's labeled it's located somatic sensory. And as you go a little bit closer towards the center, away from the posterior towards the center, you're going to have the visceral sensory nuclei. And this is where the nerves that are bringing sensory information are going to come into this gray matter in the spinal cord. And the somatic sensory is going to refer to the sensory, this is going to be your sense of touch, your sense of heat, cold, pain, proprioception, those kinds of things. The visceral sensory is going to be sensory information that's coming from your organs and your glands to your brain, and well, or to your spinal cord. Sometimes it just comes to the spinal cord. Sometimes the spinal cord will relay the information up to the brain. And the somatic you are generally aware of, although not always, and the visceral you are sometimes aware of and sometimes not aware of in terms of the sensory information that's coming in. Now, if we look on the anterior portion of the gray matter, you'll find that there's a somatic motor nuclei and a visceral motor nuclei. And these are going to be the locations of the cell bodies that are directing motor commands or relaying motor commands out of the spinal cord and out the spinal nerves to the body. The somatic motor nucleus is going to control nerves that are going to skeletal muscles. So these are going to be going to aid in movement, some of it unconscious, much of it conscious. And the visceral motor nuclei is going to be controlling motor neurons that are going to innervate the organs and the glands. And for the most part, you are not in conscious control of this. So you can't decide, okay, I want my heart to beat faster and give it a motor command. Generally, these are unconscious.